The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include chamber music, virtual theater, a site-specific sound installation, jazz fusion, plus a whole lot more. Good intentions collide with absurd assumptions in The Thanksgiving Play by MacArthur Genius Grant recipient Larissa Fasthorse, being creatively designed as a virtual play available for streaming today through Sunday evening by Wham Theater in Lenox, Mass. In the play, a troupe of white liberal teaching artists scramble to devise a grade school theater performance that somehow manages to celebrate Turkey Day while also honoring Native American Heritage Month. Visit whamtheater.com for more info. The West Stockbridge Chamber Players play Prokofiev and Brahms in a virtual harvest concert streaming today through Sunday from the stage of the Old Town Hall in West Stockbridge. Artistic director Catherine Hudgens on clarinet will be joined by Sheila Fakowski on violin, Lisa Kim on violin, Daniel Getz on viola, and Adam Espenson on cello in a program featuring Prokofiev's Sonata for Two Violins in C Major, Opus 56, and Brahms's Clarinet Quintet in B Minor, Opus 115. Visit weststockbridgehistory.org for more information. Shakespeare and Company's virtual reading series continues this weekend with Smart People by Lydia R. Diamond, in which it is the eve of Obama's first election and four of Harvard University's brightest, a surgeon, an actress, a psychologist, and a neuropsychiatrist, are all interested in different aspects of the brain, particularly how it responds to race. But there's always a but. Like all smart people, they are also searching for love, success, and identity in their own lives. The play streams tonight through Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Visit shakespeare.org for more information. The trio's Sun Lux continues its run in Auditory After Hours, a new series giving visitors to Massmoka in North Adams a chance to engage with art while listening to a bespoke experience curated by cutting-edge musicians. Included in this program is a special preview of Sun Lux's upcoming album Tomorrow's Two, arranged specifically for Massmoka's galleries, a sort of site-specific musical installation. Time slots are Saturday night at 7, 7:30, and 8 p.m. Upcoming artists in the series include Sylvain Esso and Cocky King. On Saturday at 5 p.m., Clarion Concerts is streaming a conversation with black leaders in classical music, featuring conductor and commentator Brandon Keith Brown, bassoonist and radio host Garrett McQueen, and composer and violist Nokutula Nguinyama. The panel promises to be a frank, no-holds-barred conversation about race and racism in the classical music world. Visit clarionconcerts.org for more info. And finally, on Saturday at 7 p.m., guitarist Mike Stern brings his progressive jazz sound to the Falcon in Marlboro, New York. After playing with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Stern worked with drummer Billy Cobham and then with trumpeter Miles Davis from 1981 to 83 and again in 1985. Mike Stern then began a solo career releasing more than a dozen albums, establishing himself as a leading instrumental voice in jazz fusion. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.